There are plenty of stars to gaze upon at this year's 85th annual State FFA Convention. Well, good morning. I'm Mike Austin. Nice to be sharing some of the highlights of the State FFA Convention. Of course, one of the big parts of the convention is the Stars Over Wisconsin program, where they honor some of the best of the best. And we've got a couple of them that we had a conversation with. One, Star Farmer Award winner Steve Salzman of Marshfield's FFA. Also, the Wisconsin Star and Agricultural Placement Award winner was Andy Helmer of the Plymouth chapter. Rachel Leggy of Sauk Prairie was the Star in Agribusiness recipient, and the State FFA Star in AgriScience Award went to Jarrett Howarda of the Randolph-Cambrian Friesland FFA. Now, as I said, we did have a conversation with a couple of those star winners, including Andrew Helmer of Plymouth.
I started off very young, helping feeding calves and doing small odd jobs around the farm, and I continued to grow. And I do everything from feeding cows to taking care of them. And I'm going to attend UW River Falls, and I'm going to major in dairy science and a minor in crop science. And I plan to farm with my dad and be the seventh generation on our farm.
That's very impressive. What about that? What do you think are some of the most important things you've learned as far as proper cow care and producing quality milk?
I think being a small farm, you see the cows every day, and you get to work with them, and you get to know the cows and how they act. Knowing how they act, you can see if they're sick or injured, and it really helps out when you're trying to make money on your dairy cattle.
Another livestock winner this year is Steve Salzman from the Marshfield FFA. He talked about his diversified livestock project and just how diversified it really is.
It entails a mixture of different animals that you own. Like there's different SAEs like sheep production and beef production, and diversified livestock is kind of a combination of a bunch of different areas. So that's what mine is. So
I noticed from the picture, so what different type of livestock do you work with?
I work with a mixture of different animals, a little over 30 sheep, 17 registered Hampshire ewes and rams, 16 crossbred Suffolks, and 12 market lambs, along with 3 dairy cows, grade Holsteins, and 2 heifers. 2013, I had 15 dairy steers. Now I'm down to 3 because I sold a bunch of those off as feeder steers to between 6,800 pounds. I also own 41 chickens, which I collect eggs from in the wintertime. Summertime, I let them free range, so they lay their eggs and they hatch a bunch of chicks so I can increase my flock of chickens.
Couple of reasons why we're optimistic about the future of production agriculture. Congratulations to those Star Award winners. Also, a couple of new officers from the area, Maggie Larson from the Osseo Fairchild FFA, and Leah Lupke from the Spencer FFA have become state officers. And a tip of the hat to the Wapaka FFA chapter. They won top community development chapter, top student development chapter, and the top chapter in the state of Wisconsin. Congratulations, Wapaka FFA, and congratulations to all involved in the 85th annual FFA State Convention. Quick look at prices on the cheese front. No change at all. Blocks remain at $2.03, barrels $1.95¾ per pound. Class 3 prices down slightly. June now at $21.29, July $20.88, and September drops to $20.56. Board of Trade, July corn up to $4.44 a bushel. September $4.40 even. Beans lower. July drops to $14.15¼. September down to $12.50¾. And the livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 95 to 114, most of slaughter cows 80 to 94, slaughter bulls 98 to 124 with replacement bull calves topping at 365, heifer calves 150 to 275, and barrels and kilts 85 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.